laughter, like the soul. His soul departed, and the other soul came to life.
Here, when the word is soul, it's confusing, at least for me, because I'm confused between Ruh and John. Here is the word is John, means life, the essence of life. This life went away, another life came in, because the second one is another kind of life altogether.
In that hour, such a bewilderment arose within him that he went forth from earth and heaven, a seeking and searching beyond seeking and search. I know not, you know, tell.
Yeah, this is the suggestion of whom? Who's talking here? Rumi is talking. Umar, Caliph did this to the old man. Rumi is explaining that then it happened like this. The guy was transformed. Transformed to what? In the blink of transformation, bewilderment is there. Hayrat, which is the last step before Fatr wa Fina, right? The sixth step of improvement. Suddenly, he found that. Why? Because Hayrat is right opposite of intelligence. Right? Intelligence knows. Bewilderment is when your intelligence stops. When this stops, something else happens. What? That something pushed him out of the dimension of earth and the sky, up and down. Because when you leap, there is no up and down. He was out of this. He went out of searching. Some sort of searching beyond the limit of searching. The word is just a Jew, looking for something. Looking for something beyond looking for something. I don't know how to say it. If you know, say it. And he knows you don't. Why? Because you're thinking intelligently. The coin should flip. The intelligence should go out. If bewilderment is absence, yeah, a research beyond the research, searching beyond the searching. Then the wording comes that Nicholson cannot do, because it's like this. حال و قالی از ورای حال و قال غرق گشته در جمال ذوالجلال. See the wording? حال و قال. حال و قال are mainly two philosophic terms in the old way of education, because there are two things that will lead you. What is one is qal, means talking, what you learn from kalima. The other one is hal, which is passion and compassion and feeling. These hal and qal are two parts of vajd. But you remember at the beginning you said, I want to talk about hal. And over there I tell you what this hal is, means. One of the meaning of hal means now.
Present.
This moment, not past, not the future. This present, this moment, and something, some sound about this. Because in the verse we just passed, he said, I cannot say it, if you can say it. Now he will say, qal. When you say qal about something that could not be said, it's a very tricky meaning over there. So he says, that moment, that feeling, that saying, that sound of saying something which is not sayable, even beyond that, because this fellow is submerged in the beauty of beloved, and beloved here is Zul Jalal, means the one who has all the elegance. this guy is submerged in the beauty of the elegance. When you are submerged in the elegance, what do you think?
You don't.
Nothing. You don't. Because there is no thinking. When that compassion is, imagine somebody being submerged in the beauty of the most beautiful one. That's what will happen. Yes? Now listen to me.
Words and feelings beyond feelings and words. He had become drowned in the beauty of the Lord of Majesty. Drowned, not in such wise that there should be for him any deliverance, or that anyone should know him, except the ocean.
Yeah. He actually meditated on the word of being submerged or being drowned. I said drowned. Not that kind of drowned person who needs help to be saved. Later he will say, oh, the lover is a drowned fellow who wants to be more submerged, not to be saved. This guy is like that. See? This fellow is not seeking the refuge somewhere else from this ocean, and only this ocean will know him, because they become one. Now, yes.
Partial reason would not be telling of the universal if there were not demand after demand. Since demand after demand is arriving, the waves of that sea reach this place.
And this is the explanation he's giving for that magical flip. Listen carefully how he will do it with one word only. And that one word is so complicated that I challenge this Ahmed to really give you a lecture about it. Tahada. How could you translate that word? Because this is the word that mainly means begging for something. That's the normal meaning of this tahada. And if you stop there, you miss it all. Because right at the beginning we talked about qada. Qada wa qadar. You remember when we talked about the people who believe that everything is the coincidence of something, or there is a very invisible hand from beyond that will come and will do this, will trick us, and whenever I lost, it's not my fault, it happened like this, the universe worked like this. Those are all called qada. And in Persian language is more confusing. Therefore, for my Persian students, I always translate it to consequence. Because qada is consequence as well. So, this word means begging, means consequence, means what is written. Yes, and the cause and effect. And there is the lecture of Muqzi, which is another way of looking at this. And Rumi plays with this word a lot. Why? Because he is fighting in a way. He is clarifying misunderstanding of two words that combined in the Middle East, they will make the most confusing idea about this universe, it's like the idea of the Olympus mountain, that the gods are the silly people with silly tendencies, and they will trick the people, and they will play actually with the life of human beings. And it's qada qada. In the book one, Rumi talks about the first qada. Second book, it starts with qadar. Because over there, taqdir means the future, the written future, or the foreseen future. That's what taqdir is. And Rumi will say, it's not. Don't think like that. Because these two will bring the subject down to earth. Because down to earth, both of them could be used in a way.